आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम वीसी प्रमोद। द हेडलाइंस। जीएसटी काउंसिल अनवेल्स नेक्स्ट जनरेशन जीएसटी रिफॉर्म्स। डेली एसेंशियल्स टू बिकम चीपर। न्यू रेट्स टू कम इन टू इफेक्ट फ्रॉम द 22nd ऑफ दिस मंथ। काउंसिल अप्रूव्स टू टीयर रेट स्ट्रक्चर ऑफ 5% एंड 18%। Prime Minister Narendra Modi hails next generation reforms in GST, says it will benefit the common man, farmers, MSMEs, middle class, women and youth. Industry bodies appreciates GST reforms, says it will help in ease of doing business. Prime Minister Modi to hold bilateral meeting with his Singaporean counterpart Lawrence Wong in New Delhi today. Relief and rescue operations continue in flood-hit Punjab, Himachal Pradesh and Jammu Kashmir at war footing. IMD issues heavy rainfall at isolated places in Jammu and Kashmir and Himachal Pradesh today. And in Asia Cup Hockey Championship, second Super 4 stage match between India and South Korea ends in draw at Rajgir, Bihar. The GST Council has approved the rate racialization with a focus on the common man, labour-intensive industries, farmers and agriculture, health and key drivers of the economy. Briefing media in New Delhi last night, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said that the goods and services tax on common man and middle class items has been reduced from 18% or 12% to 5%. Rationalizing the indirect tax structure, the GST Council also cut the current 4 slabs down to 2 by scrapping the 12% and 28% rates while retaining the 5% and 18% slabs.
We've resolved classification-related issues and we've ensured that there will be stability and predictability about the GST. Rate rationalization, of course, we've reduced the slabs. There shall be only 2 slabs. These reforms have been carried out with a focus on the common man. Every tax levied on common man's daily use items have gone through a rigorous looking into, and in most cases, the rates have come down drastically.
All these changes will come into effect from the 22nd of this month, the first day of Navratri. Ms. Sitharaman said the move aims to make insurance affordable for the common man and increase insurance coverage in the country.
Insurance services from 18% currently will go into 2-3 different categories. Exemption of GST on all individual life insurance policy, whether term life, ULIP or endowment policies and reinsurance thereof. Exemption of GST on all individual health insurance policy, including family floater policies and policies for senior citizens and reinsurance thereof.
The finance minister further announced the reduction of GST from 12% to nil on 33 life-saving drugs and medicines and from 5% to nil on 3 life-saving drugs used for the treatment of cancer, rare diseases and other severe chronic conditions. GST on all other drugs and medicines has been reduced from 12% to 5%. The finance minister informed that items such as hair oil, toilet soap, soap bars, shampoos, toothbrushes, toothpaste, bicycles, tableware, kitchenware and other household articles will now have only 5% GST. She further said that GST on ultra-high temperature milk, chana and paneer has been reduced to zero from 5%, while all Indian breads will now see a nil rate. The minister added that the GST slab on items like air conditioning machines, television above 32 inches, all types of TVs, dishwashing machines, small cars and motorcycles has been lowered to 18% from 28%. Ms. Sitharaman said that labour-intensive industries have given strong support, while farmers and the agriculture sector will also benefit from the decisions. She said the GST on all agricultural equipment has been reduced from 12% to 5%.
These reforms have been carried out with a focus on the common man. Every tax levied on common man's daily use items have gone through a rigorous looking into, and in most cases the rates have come down drastically. Labor-intensive industries have been given a good support. Farmers and agriculture as a whole will also benefit by the decisions. Health-related also will benefit.
Revenue Secretary Arvind Srivastava said that the rationalization of rates would entail a financial impact of 48,000 crore rupees, which would be fiscally sustainable for centre and state. The 56th GST Council was held in New Delhi under the chairmanship of the Finance Minister. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has hailed the next generation reforms in GST announced by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the government has decided to cut GST rates, which will benefit the common man, farmers, MSMEs, middle class, women and youth. He added that the government had prepared a detailed proposal for broad-based GST rate rationalization and process reforms aimed at ease of living. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has called the GST rate cuts as a historic decision which will bring huge relief to the poor and middle class, farmers, MSMEs, women and youth. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said that by simplifying the system and reducing the burden on common citizens, these reforms will not only ensure ease of living, but also give a big boost at ease of doing business, especially for small traders and entrepreneurs. Industry bodies have welcomed the next generation GST reform, saying that the simplification of the tax setup will help in ease of doing business. The Confederation of Indian Industry, CII, said that the two rates of 5% and 18% will simplify refunds and MSME procedures. It also hailed the exemption of individual life and health insurance from GST as path-breaking. It further added that this clarity will ease compliance, reduce litigation, and give businesses and consumers the predictability they need. Federation of Indian Chambers of Commerce and Industry, FICCI, said the reforms reflect the maturation of the indirect tax regime, which has seen a steady rise in collections. FICCI President Shubhrakant Panda called it a big bang move. He said this strengthens the foundation for a self-reliant India. This is All India Radio giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at the rate AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will meet his Singaporean counterpart Lawrence Wong today in New Delhi to review the robust and multifaceted cooperation between the two nations. The visiting leader will also call on President Draupadi Murmu. Our correspondent reports that Mr. Wong is accompanied by a high-level delegation, including cabinet ministers and senior officials.
The visit will provide an opportunity for both prime ministers to review the robust and multifaceted cooperation between the two nations, setting the path for future collaborations. The two prime ministers will also engage on regional and international issues of mutual interest. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and other dignitaries are also scheduled to call on Prime Minister Wong. The External Affairs Ministry said that this visit coincides with the 60th anniversary of India-Singapore diplomatic relations and reaffirms the continued commitment of both countries to further strengthen this partnership. The ministry highlighted that Singapore is an important partner for India, including in the Act East policy, and the bilateral ties between the two nations were elevated to a comprehensive strategic partnership during Prime Minister Modi's Singapore visit in September last year. Adarsh for Akashwani News, Delhi.
In Punjab, incessant rain, rising water levels in Biar, Satluj, Ravi and Ghaggar rivers and controlled release of excess water from Bhakra, Pong and Ranjit Sagar dams is keeping the border state on high alert. The floods have affected 1,650 villages in all its 23 districts and have submerged over 1,75,000 acres of farmland, causing massive damage to paddy and other crops. These worst floods in decades have also taken away 37 lives and three are still missing. Our correspondent reports that rescue and relief operations are continuously being carried out by the Indian Army, Air Force, BSF, NDRF and NGOs on a war footing.
The swollen Satluj and Ghaggar rivers have reportedly impacted villages of Patiala, Mohali, Sangrood and Jalandhar as well, besides those already inundated in other districts. Due to the prevailing situation, the state government has ordered the closure of all education institutions until September 7th. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan is visiting the flood-affected state today to take stock of the situation and meet affected villagers in Amritsar, Gurdaspur and Kapurthala before convening a review meeting of the concerned officials of center and state government. Rajesh Bali, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
In Himachal Pradesh, efforts are underway to bring normal life back on track after disruption caused by monsoon rains. However, continuous bad weather is hampering relief operations. In the state, 5 national highways and more than 1,350 roads remain blocked for traffic.
Monsoon rains have severely affected daily life in the state. The Meteorological Department has issued a yellow alert for heavy rainfall at several places today as well. The department has also forecast that the rains will continue in the state until 7th September. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Sukhvinder Singh Sukhu has directed all district administrations to carry out relief and rescue operations on a war footing. Prabha Sharma, Akashvani News, Shimla.
In Jammu and Kashmir, the Meteorological Centre forecasts that the weather will remain generally cloudy today, with light to moderate rain and thunder showers at many places. As per the fresh weather advisory, some districts of Jammu division are likely to receive heavy rainfall, while South Kashmir may experience moderate to heavy showers. From today to September 7th, brief spells of rain and thunder showers at a few places with moderate showers are expected over isolated places of Jammu division. The India Meteorological Department has issued red alert for extremely heavy to very heavy rainfall in the Gujarat region for the next 3 days and for West Madhya Pradesh till tomorrow. According to IMD, isolated heavy rainfall is likely over places of Vidarbha, Chhattisgarh and Odisha. The Met Department has also issued orange alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall over East Rajasthan, Konkan and Goa, Madhya Maharashtra and West Madhya Pradesh. And now news from the world of sports.
In hockey, the second Super 4 stage match between India and Korea in the Asia Cup Championship ended in a 2-2 draw last evening at Rajgir, Bihar. India will now face Malaysia in their next encounter today at 7:30 p.m. In tennis, India's Yuki Bhamri, paired with Michael Venus of New Zealand, stormed into the semifinals of the US Open. The duo defeated Croatian Nikola Mektic and Rajiv Ram of United States in the men's doubles quarterfinals this morning. The Yuki-Michael duo is set to face the British pair Neil Skupski and Joe Salisbury later today. In men's singles, Novak Djokovic entered the semifinals beating Taylor Fritz in the quarterfinals yesterday. The Serb will now take on Carlos Alcaraz of Spain in the semifinals. Moving on to the women's singles, America's Amanda Anisimova stunned Iga Swiatek of Poland in the quarterfinals to book a place in the semifinals of the tournament. Meanwhile, defending champion Arina Sabalenka moved into the semifinals. Sanyukta Yadav, Sports Desk.
And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Pramod. All papers headline the story of GST Council approving a two-tier rate structure of 5% and 18%, introduces 40% on tobacco and luxury products, and removes tax on life insurance and health policies. The Pioneer headlines, GST reset to good and simple tax. The Times of India headlines, life and health cover, white goods, most cars to get cheaper after GST revamp. Xi parades firepower, says world faces peace or war. Trump sees a conspiracy, is a front page story in the Indian Express. The Tribune adds, for first time, China displays nuclear triad at parade. And finally, a story in the Pioneer says, Sarsatya, a rare dessert made from the resin of a tree, finds its way to Dubai. And with that, it's back to you, Pramod.
Thank you, Shagun. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. GST Council unveils next generation GST reforms. Daily essentials to become cheaper. New rates to come into effect from the 22nd of this month. Council approves two-tier rate structure of 5% and 18%. Prime Minister Narendra Modi hails next generation reforms in GST, says it will benefit the common man, farmers, MSMEs, middle class, women and youth. Industry bodies appreciates GST reforms, says it will help in ease of doing business. Prime Minister Modi to hold bilateral meeting with his Singaporean counterpart Lawrence Wong in New Delhi today. Relief and rescue operations continue in flooded Punjab, Himachal Pradesh and Jammu and Kashmir at a war footing. IMD issues heavy rainfall at isolated places in Jammu and Kashmir and Himachal Pradesh today. And in Asia Cup Hockey Championship, second Super 4 stage match between India and Korea ends in a draw at Rajgir, Bihar. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.